Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Welcome. Guts Church, Tulsa, Sepulpa, Skytook, and everybody online. Let's welcome everybody in here to Easter Church. Hey, you guys, Pastor Sandy's here. Sandy, you want to say hi to everybody? Wow, I'm emotional. I'm rising up. Anybody with me on that? Hey, the greatest impact that's ever been made on this planet is the life that Jesus lived. And he gave it, and then he won it back. And when he gave it, he wanted back for us. You know, I know it's Easter. I know most everybody in here, most people that are watching, you get that Jesus lived his life. He lived an immaculate life. And then he died on the cross. He gave his life for us. And then on the third day, he rose from the grave. You know, but there's so much the after story. You know, what happened on that at that point is where we live our lives. And where do you, and the question is, where do you want to be in life? You know, because you get to choose. You know, it's interesting because the Bible talks to us about having to renew our minds, having to make things brand new, because we're new creations in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You know, science will tell us that we think over 70,000 thoughts a day. And you know, like just a couple percentage points of those thoughts are new thoughts. The rest of them are old thoughts. They're habitual thoughts. They're thoughts that we just have reoccurring that, you know, we think every day. And so what's hard is that a bad mood will turn into moody, and moody will turn into just a sequence and a series of bad times and bad days and poor life. And I believe God wants to change that for all of us in here today, and what God wants to do for us. To get what you want, I believe you have to know what's available for you. And that's what I want to talk about today. It's my Easter message today, because I think a lot of this sneaks up on us. It's years ago, I preached a message for Easter when we were still just a Sunday night church back in the old building, that here was Jesus, the shining moment of his ministry and his life is that the stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty, and Mary came running in, outran Peter, and Mary came running into that tomb and his body was gone. And she turned to a man perceiving to be the gardener. It said, "Where have you taken him?" And he said, "Mary." And she realized it was Jesus and fell to his feet and began to worship him. And I'm concerned that that's how so many people live their lives, not realizing the true Jesus, not realizing the finished work of Christ, not realizing the incredible life that God's given to us. To get what you want, you have to know what's available. And what if what I'm talking about here is a found treasure? You know, because what the Bible says that in us is that we're earthen vessels, and that's what we see. When we look in the mirror, it's what other people see. When you look up on the stage, you just see a guy, fallible, miscuts, chips, cracks, missteps, stumbles. But you know, on the inside of us, on the inside of me, there's a treasure. There's something more incredible than anything the world's ever seen. And it's the resurrection life that Jesus won for us. How would that found treasure change your life? You know, and I'm not talking about money or possessions or even resources. I'm not talking about influence or fame today. I'm talking about the treasure that God intended for our lives, listen, that fills every gap that's in our lives. I believe all of us are born with a God-sized hole on the inside of our hearts, and the only thing that'll fill that hole is a right relationship with God through his son Jesus. And what we'll try to do, and I believe a lot of Christians even try to manufacture and try to acquire and get everything they can to try to fill that hole when only God can fill that hole. That's a true treasure where there's no anxiety, there's no depression. That's the true treasure where there's health, where there's abundance, where there's joy. What if today your eyes would open up to just that? If your eyes were opened up to that treasure, to who God is in our lives. Because of the price that God paid for my redemption, we can live the most incredible life on earth. That's a life that God's called us to live. Nothing short of incredible. Almost 40 years ago, I was asked by a man, Steve Williams, came up to me at in the front lawn of the little frame Assembly God Church that I gave my life to Jesus. And he came up and he said, Bill, do you want all of God you can get? I'm telling you, I tried to stiff arm everything I could. I wanted to just deal with this on my own. And I wanted to just put it in the life that I had. And that wasn't God's plan for me. It isn't God's plan for you. You want all of God you can get. Think about that. Think about the most incredible life. What if I'm right? The most incredible life on the planet, the most incredible life on earth that God is handing to you as a treasure, and he's revealing it to you. Man, he's going to let you know every step of the way. You know, the biggest step that you can make is to commit your life to Jesus. The biggest step I ever made in my life was saying, God, I'm going to church every week. That's it. If it's Sunday, and then you know what? The more I tasted it and I saw that the Lord was good, I wanted more. So I decided it's not just going to be once a week for me. It's going to be every time the doors open. If people are there, I want to be there. I want all of this that I can get. Man, that's a life. The insatiable appetite that we have for life that the devil deceives us into addictions and other things. It's all because God wants us jonesing for him. Man, seeking him, seeking his face, seeking his heart. Remember, Jesus said, here's how you pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom's come. Your will is done. Listen. On earth as it is in heaven. I know religion will tell us that, well, this isn't heaven. We're going to have a bunch of stuff down here, but not in heaven. No, Jesus said, on earth as it is in heaven. That we can say to that mountain, that thing that tries to hover over us, be removed and be cast into the sea, and not receive any doubt in our heart. Everybody say, no doubt. No doubt in our heart. We'll have whatever we say. That's the life that God's called us to live. This faith that we have, it's not just stored up. No. This faith is in our hearts, yes, but it's also on our lips. It's verbal. That we speak it. And the way you think and what you believe and what you say is the life you have. And you know, I believe that God gives us every advantage to turn that around. You know, I want to read something to you. It's a chapter and a half in Ephesians. Ephesians 1, I'm going to start at the very beginning. Listen to this. Listen. And with the tone and the light of this resurrection time that we celebrate today. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus. This is a general epistle. It's not just specific for Ephesus, it's also for us. And faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Two things, write this down. Grace and peace. I believe it, but what if it's the key to everything you need? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Who has blessed us. See, it's right there. I'm telling you, this treasure is right here, right now for us. Everybody say right here. Say right now. See, it's right here. It's right now for us, who has blessed us just as he chose us. See, it's interesting. I think in June of 1979, I chose Jesus. But you know what? It's actually opposite of that. Jesus said, you didn't choose me. He said, I chose you and I appointed you. Meaning, you know what? I chose you and I'll resource you no matter what. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Listen to verse 5. Having predestined us to adoption. You're not on your own anymore. You're not outside the family anymore. You're not outside the kingdom anymore. As sons by Jesus Christ to him, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. It's natural for us to think in terms of what we might, what might we might have with Jesus, but I believe that's looking at it from the wrong perspective, what we have with him. What if we looked at it in terms of what we have? Listen. In him. Big difference. It's just changing one word. I think a lot of people are satisfied with what they have with him. But think about what we have in him. Verse 7, in him we have redemption. The forgiveness of sins. It's all through his blood. According to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Listen, in him. In him we also obtain and inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel, listen, of your salvation. See, salvation isn't just a rescue. Salvation is abundance. Salvation is health. Salvation is peace. Salvation is joy, joy-filled living. Salvation is life without end. See, the kind of life that God gave us, it's not a life that puts some life in our cup. No, our cup runs over. You know why? It's life without end. It's life without end in quantity, and it's life without end in quality. See, I think we all think about heaven and the great by and by, but the quality of life on earth as it is in heaven, think about it. Think about the true price that was paid that we celebrate today on Easter Sunday. In whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Listen, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Therefore, or consequently, or as a result of, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, don't cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that your eyes would open up. Listen to these three things that are promised here. Man, that the light comes on today. That you realize that your past doesn't have to be revisited every day, day in and day out, that you could have a brand new future and a fresh start with Jesus. See, yeah, I'm talking to guests in here. I'm talking to people in here that maybe a family member drug you in. Maybe you're here because it's an obligation for you every year to come to Easter. But you know what? Some of you guys are here week in and week out, and this is your home. And the same words apply to you. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know, listen, what is the hope of his calling? What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead? This is Easter. These three promises are Easter. The hope of his calling. The hope, listen, of true purpose in your life. The riches of his glory. The inheritance of riches that God gives us. Stop thinking about it in terms of money and material resources. No, all that stuff is a given. I'm talking about true purpose in life and the power, the exceeding greatness of his power that we have access in the name of Jesus. God seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. Listen, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Verse 22, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. See, this is Easter. This is the resurrection. Man, this isn't us just resuscitating our life. This is resurrection power. What is resurrection truly? It's not reviving your life. It's giving you brand new life in areas you were dead. The dead life that we have, God turns it around and makes us alive in him. Are you with me on this? See, the life-giving, life-restoring, the power of God. And he made alive. Ephesians 2:1 is life transformation. What Paul said in Romans 12:1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the very mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in him, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. What is transformation? It's resurrection. It's not just making what you have a little better. It's resurrection. It's things you thought were dead that are alive now. Man, your health, your marriage, your children. You might say, yeah, but my children are grown. It doesn't matter to God. I'm telling you, everything that's in your sight, everything that's in your heart, everything that you could put your hand to, God said he'll make it prosper. Think about this life. Man, we struggle with the day in and day out drudgery of life because all we're trying to do is bring 98% of our thought life into today. And why? Why have all that old stuff back? No, you know what? Man, I want a new way to think. Anybody with me? I want new life. I want new vision. I want a new tomorrow. What if it's the greatest time of your life? What if what God has before you, and here's what the Bible says. What if it's true that eye hasn't seen nor ear heard nor has entered into the heart of man the great things that God has for those who simply put him first? And see, that's the key to our life is what we put first is what rules our lives. What we put first, it takes the lordship of our lives. Man, we put God first. We put Jesus first. We put God's promise first. This is all ours. It's heaven on earth. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. And that, let me tell you, that's what the devil, the enemy to our soul, can throw in our face every single day. Man, the lusts of the flesh, just like everybody else. Man, the deceitfulness of riches, just like everybody else. Man, we once conducted ourselves, but verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, anybody thankful for that mercy? God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses. I remember my life, and I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, it can't get any worse. And then in my stocking feet, I'm standing in a passed out drunk's urine, as I'm thinking it can't get any worse. And it got worse. dead in sin. The darkest moment of my life. And look what God did. Because of his great love with which he loved us, when I was dead in my darkest moment, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved. And raised us up together. Listen to this. This is Easter. It's not just that Jesus rose from the dead. He raised us up with him. We rise from the dead. I said we rise from the dead. I said our marriage rises from the dead. Our kids rise from the dead. I'm telling you, our future. God resurrects our future right here, right now. Everybody say right here. Right now. God resurrects our future and raises up together and made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Listen, it is the gift from God. It's a gift. We can't earn it. Get over it. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. It's a gift. It's the gift. The gift of God, that not only did he raise Christ from the dead, but he raised us with him. And he seated us in a place, the same place of authority that he is. Not of works. And it's not something we've earned. It's not something we could ever deserve. It's a gift. I found a treasure. For we are his workmanship, his masterpiece, his transformation. God transformed my life. Everything before Jesus in my life was dark. All false and fake hope, false and fake joy, false and fake love. You know the love that God gave us? We're his workmanship. So you know what? He worked us out by love. We're his masterpiece. And it was all, listen, unconditional love. See, that's what Easter is. That's what the resurrection is. It's unconditional. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to stand here today. I can't earn my place in his kingdom. See, he raised me up because of the finished work of Christ, because of what Jesus did on that cross. He raised me up with him. Jesus sits at the right hand of God. God's power, God's protection, God's provision, and he sits me with him. Not only, I'm not going to take a vote in here today. Not only would you probably not vote me to be there, I wouldn't vote me to be there. God raised Jesus from the dead and he seated him at his right hand. God's raised us up and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's in him. It's in him. It's not with him. It's in him. Your life, here's the chance. You're saying we got a chance. Here's the chance. You received this by faith. You trust God, your life will never be the same. Never. There's a chance. You have the option of shaking this off and living how you've always lived. deal with the same things in your heart you've always dealt with. But see, what this is, what happened at Easter, because of the life, the crucifixion and death, and the resurrection of Jesus, it's a life for life exchange. His life for your life. His hope for yours. His joy, his peace, his love. Or you could do what so many millions of people do. And it's love your life, the one you have without him. And the promise of God is you'll end up losing it. But just as Jesus gave his life and he lives for us, he's just looking for us to give our life and live for him. It's all about being in him. The Bible says, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. I live in him now. No weapon formed against me can ever take control. See, what God's done is God has given his son Jesus, and Jesus rose from the dead to give you control back in your life. You're back in control now, the way God intended. You get to walk out in that garden we call the world, and God's going to say to you, everywhere you see, everything is yours. It's all yours. You possess every place your soul lands. Every place your foot hits, the sole of your foot, you possess it. See, understand, you have to take possession of this. You have to take the step. It's just like Jordan and Josh and Bree and Nikki and Opetta and Brooke. They got up here and they activated their vocal cords. And they sang and blessed God, blessed us. That's all we have to do now. God, I make Jesus the Lord of my life. God, I choose today. I don't want part and parcel, God. I want it all. God, I want all of you that I can get. See, that simple phrase right there, God, I want all of you that I can get, is my prayer life, is my worship life, is my serving life. It's my ministry life. It's my marriage life. It's my parenting life. It's my vocational life. Everything in my life falls under that blanket. You know, I know absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt, there's no one in any of our churches that are listening right now that feel condemned. Nobody. Because the gospel's not condemning. But you know what? You may be here. You may be in Skytook. You may be in Sepulpa. And you're convicted. And you know what conviction is? A natural conviction is, I think I can do better. You know, it's interesting. A couple weeks ago, I had to re-up a life insurance policy. And in doing it, They said, well, it's going to take about 30 or 40 minutes. Do you have the time? And I said, oh, I got the time. And all I'm thinking about is at the beginning of the month, I decided that I was going to commit to being patient this month. I'm like, I got the time and hopefully the patience. But one part of the test, it was a woman on the phone and she didn't laugh at any of my witty comments or she was all business. She said, I'm going to say 10 words and I want you to repeat the word and then use that word in a sentence. And then we're going to go to another exercise and then another exercise and then we're going to go back to these 10 words and you're going to repeat those 10 words in a sentence. And I said, okay, great. I repeated the 10 words. I used them in a sentence, one at a time. Arm. I have an arm. House. I live in a house. Then we went to the second exercise, then the third exercise. We went back to the 10 words. Went to another exercise, and then she said, to finish this exam, I want you to name those 10 words to me. I said, is there a time limit? She said, I can't answer any of your questions. I said, you're so much fun. I started naming them. I named like four. And the whole time I'm like, I'm better than this. I got to six. I said, is it bad that it's taken me more time than... She said, I can't answer that. And in my mind, I didn't ask her. I'm thinking, does anyone like you? And I got to eight of the words. I said, am I above average? And again, she said, and I said, I hate your guts. I'm very impatient right now. And I'm just sitting there, and the whole time I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I can't remember the last two. Woke up the next morning at 4 o'clock in the morning and remembered them. But you know something? I don't want through the exercise of life to forget God's promise. You know, the Bible says he daily loads us with benefits. And you know what's interesting? Is this exercise that I had to do for that life insurance re-up, that exercise, listen, is the exercise that we have day in and day out. Here's the word, now use it in a sentence. Here's the word, now activate it in your faith. Here's the word, now apply it in your life. But see, what God's word does, it's a life-for-life exchange. What do you have in your life that you'd like to exchange for the God kind of life? Because that's the key today. That's where you could be today. And that's my Easter message this year. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ. Not with him. I think religion wants to put you with him. But we're in him. He became our sin. He became our sickness. He became our sorrow. He put on our pain. Everything we have to deal with in life, every bit of suffering that we have, Jesus took it on the cross, and that's what was nailed to that cross so that now we can be free in him. Would you like to be free in Jesus? The Bible says we believe in our heart in righteousness and we confess with our mouth unto salvation. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who does. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what your life's been about, there's a gift. And I'm here to tell you today, it's a treasure. Please receive this treasure. And make Jesus the Lord of your life today. We believe in our heart. and we confess with our mouth. Will you confess him with me today?
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.